Hello, my name's Kate Cooper. I'm Head of Research Policy and Standards at the Institute of Leadership and Management. Welcome to this podcast, which is the second in our series of five podcasts focusing on how to be a great colleague. The Institute of Leadership and Management recognises five dimensions of leadership: authenticity, vision, achievement, ownership, and collaboration. We've broken down these five dimensions into components which enable us to organise our content on our website, but also help individuals access the leadership support that's immediately relevant to them. The component I'll be talking about today is inspiring, part of the dimension of vision, because vision is so associated with great leadership. If you ask a group of people for words that they connect with leadership, you'll very soon hear something about inspirational. But there's so much to inspiration. We look at it as part of motivating people around us, trying to encourage action towards a goal. We talk about engagement, encouraging that psychological connection that with work that matters, that people care about. And encouragement in itself is an emotional energy that gives team members the impetus to want to carry on, to achieve those goals, to stay engaged. And all of this we do by essentially role modelling the sorts of behaviours that we think are inspirational. All our research indicates how under scrutiny leaders and managers are, how much people care about what they do, how they're looking to see if actions match words. So whether or not you appreciate yourself as a role model, you absolutely are. And it might be because you have a formal leadership role, but it might also be because you've been in a role for a while, you know a company well. So new entrants will be looking at you and to you for behaviours that they can imitate, because essentially that's what we do with role models. And so often we are role models and we don't even think about it. And then it's quite surprising when perhaps somebody tells you sometime later how much they learn from watching how you do things. So if you want to consciously develop yourself as a role model, you need to think about the areas that you want to be inspirational. How are you going to get colleagues to think, yes, this person is good at that? You will arrive at those certainly by your own sort of critical reflection, but also by asking people for feedback. So often we might get feedback that's critical or alerts us to things we could be doing better, but we also often get feedback which are hidden to us. We didn't know we were good at something, and it's only when somebody tells us. So it's consciously thinking, what am I good at? What do I want to be good at? And what does that look like? How do I enact that every day? Because being a role model, you can't talk a good role model story. You have to be and do good role modelling. Mentioned encouraging a few times, and that ability to encourage others isn't about a leadership and management role necessarily, but it certainly is about being a great colleague. If you are an encouraging person to be with, you're able to communicate how well that you value your colleagues, how that they're important they are, how you recognise their role in getting things done in the organisation. It's also knowing that you have to invest in relationships with people so that they do trust you and believe your encouragement, because you might as well say no words of encouragement as to do it without authenticity. And there's also something about an encouraging person, colleague, leader that is about service. How can I help you be better? And use praise as something about an encouraging colleague, leader, manager that's about service. How can I help you do a great job? Because there's no better encouragement, is there, than somebody trying to help you be good. Motivation is an important part of understanding how we would inspire people around us, because we're all motivated differently. And theories of motivation that have been around for quite a long time, maybe you're all familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, where he shows that we have basic needs that have to be met, the physiological needs as he identifies them. And then once they're met, we can start progressing to other needs. And it's only when we've got all our needs met, physiological, social, self-esteem, that we can really think about being the best we can be. Frederick Hertzberg helped us understand motivation by separating what motivates people into two groups of factors: intrinsic, the things that matter, that give meaning, purpose, and extrinsic, where often the things we find more easy to talk about, which will be about salary, about conditions, about holiday. Getting those right is absolutely crucial, but they won't make the job in itself more interesting, more satisfying, or indeed motivate us in that important intrinsic way. When you are working within a team or leading a team, you have to be very aware of how differently people are motivated. And one of the best ways of understanding that is certainly to ask people what really inspires, encourages you. What do you need from me, that notion of service, to be the best that you can be? Is that frequent feedback? Is that helpful written instructions? People are motivated differently. And as I've said, it's often easier to talk about the extrinsic factors of motivation than what really matters to us, about being recognised, about feeling that what we're doing is worthwhile, that it matters, that we have a purpose and a meaning to our working lives. But the only way of really understanding what's going on for your teams, what's going on for your colleagues, is certainly to watch and observe in that non-judgmental way of what gets people's energy up. I mentioned energy at the beginning of the podcast. And you really often, if you watch, you can see people come alive. They light up when something matters to them, something's important. Watch those for all your colleagues, because then you get to know what works for them and how you can best encourage them to be the best they can be. And all of the things I've been talking about really could be encapsulated in thinking about your role as an inspiring colleague, inspiring leader, as a coach. Research that we've done on coaching really illustrates how important that relationship can be. Somebody's listening to you. We talked about conversation earlier in the first one of these series, and the fundamental of conversation is to be listened to. And one thing a good coach will be good at, of course, is listening. As well as listening, you want to convey the idea that you are on somebody's side, that you want them to do well, that their success actually matters to you. And you can only really do that authentically by building a rapport, getting to know them, getting to understand them, and as I say, watching out for what energizes and of course de-energizes them. When you're not seeing the people that you're trying to inspire, even more difficult than perhaps for some of us than being in the same room, but the principles remain the same of listening, of being there, of asking what people want. And you need to be inspired yourself. So help your manager inspire you by sharing some insights with them about what energizes you. Inspiration is a work in progress. It really depends so much on our willingness and wantingness, the generosity to want to encourage those around us, to want people to do well, and to be the role model of an inspirational colleague or leader that we'd like to work with. Thank you for listening. Please do go on to our website, www.instituteLM.com, and watch out for others in this series of Being a Great Colleague.